You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We're all here except for Froggy. We miss you, Froggy.
But he's doing something really good today, so that's good.
He's raising money for, of course, awareness and for research and brain aneurysms. He, as you know, he had one a year ago. And we almost lost Froggy, to be honest. But he's out there doing something about it, playing golf and raising money. We love him. We love you, Froggy. We're so proud of you.
Do you think this will be Froggy's calmest round of golf ever, though? Because, I mean, you don't want to get excited. And we know when Froggy doesn't play well, he likes to throw things and get upset.
I think he's okay.
I think he'll be good.
He's going to throw a club or two.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember one time, have you ever golfed with Froggy?
No. I've seen it, but no.
I went out with him once. We were at Doral, I think. And he was like, God, you're going to love it. This is beautiful, peaceful. He just kept throwing his clubs and gritting his teeth and screaming.
I thought that golf was supposed to be a calming sport.
No, not at all.
No?
What the fuck are you doing, man? This is so... I had to get off the golf course. Anyway.
I feel like golf might be one of the most infuriating things I've ever played in my life. It's worse than Family Feud when Nate's the host.
Oh, that's bad. Whoa.
I know. Infuriating.
Wow. Just because you guys didn't win, I feel like, yeah.
Well, it was
tied.
A tie. We're
Nate,
okay.
We tied. We're
yeah,
okay.
You still didn't win. I'm not making things up there.
Dude, you're a douchebag.
You were a douchebag. Hey, do you ever associate names with people unfairly? Because I know you.
Totally.
When you hear the name Steven, Daniel thinks of Stinky Steven that she went to
school
with.
Oh, yeah, Stinky Steven from growing up.
Now, I'm not going to say which show because I don't want to give anything away. But there is a character on a show that I'm watching who is a fucking asshole, and his name is Nate.
Oh, yeah! Wow. Ted Lasso!
This podcast!
Danielle!
It's fine.
No, you're spoiling things.
Oh,
people.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Erase.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so now when I say Nate's name, I think of the asshole.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This happened when we were naming our second kid because we loved the name Preston, but there was a person associated with us that we knew, and he was a total asshole, and his name was Preston. And so for the longest time, Sheldon was like, we're not naming him Preston, not happening, I'm going to always think of him. And then we loved the name so much that we were able to get over it, and now now we don't think of that person. Now we just think of our Preston.
So Preston's now a positive, which used to be a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Scary over there. Just kind of... Just kind of.
Where are you? I'm over here.
Oh, God. Anyway, all right, so that was my question of the day. I'm done.
Oh, cool.
That was my contribution to this caved in podcast.
Should we go to round three of the Family Feud because it was a tie and Nate claimed he had a third set ready to go?
We could do a set another round.
If you girls want to lose officially,
what the hell?
You're not supposed to be on a
team. You're not supposed to
Nate.
Take sides.
I don't know. I just feel like the answers coming from you guys today really wasn't as strong as they could be.
We enter almost all of them.
No, from the ladies. Oh, the fellas rocked.
Diamond came in at the end with Sugar Boo. I didn't hear anyone else say Sugar Boo.
Yeah. Just because Sugar Tits wasn't there, it should have been there.
Should have been there.
We can't say that on the radio, for Christ's sake.
And Sugar Boo should have been there, too.
Right.
What was that nickname that in that show we like? The drug
pussy?
Dealers. The guy from the show.
Breaking Bad?
No, the other drug show.
Friends? Why are you pointing at me?
Narcos?
Because you got me to watch it, damn
Narcos.
It.
Narcos.
No, that other show. They're in Ozark.
Oh! That's the best show.
Remember the nickname that she had for the guy she was having an affair with?
No.
Sugarwood. Because it was so sweet.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Oh.
I miss Ozark. Is it coming back soon?
Yes. It's coming back. It's coming back next year.
She called him Sugarwood.
But tell you
Laura Linney.
No. Diamond and I are the biggest The Morning Show fans.
Right? Okay.
We have another, I think the finale is this week.
Wait, whose password is Diamond using?
I'm pretty big too there, Elvis and Diamond.
Oh, you like it too, Scotty?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, Scotty B's a part of the podcast.
Well, can I use your password?
Are you guys going to start stealing each other's passwords?
Yeah, why
Nate,
not?
Nate, I got listeners info. I'll give it to you. They
please.
Said share.
Oh my God.
Then
we'll change
really?
Their algorithm.
Brody's being creepily quiet.
Well, I'm thinking about playing the feud. That's why I'm keeping my mind sharp.
Oh, he's got his game face on.
He's keeping his mind sharp.
Also, I'm thinking about how I have Apple TV, but I don't have Paramount Plus. I'll trade if anyone's got it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog, and I don't have Paramount Plus either.
I'll trade you that.
I'll trade you a Paramount Plus for an Apple Plus or an Apple TV.
Is this what happens?
Yeah, this is how it works.
Danielle,
just because you have a wall.
Yeah, what? We saw Clifford in the movie theater yesterday, and I cried.
Was it
that bad?
Did you spend $20 on it, Scotty?
No, it was great.
No, it looks
no,
so
I got
cute.
You cheap bastard.
No, it was matinee. It was cheap.
Speaking of Paramount Plus, Jeremy Renner has a great show coming out, too, called The Mayor of Kingstown. It's on Paramount Plus for those that...
Speaking of Jeremy Renner, he has a great show coming out on Disney Plus called Hawkeye.
What? Disney Plus is the best, guys.
Was that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I think they're overdoing the Marvel thing.
I think you should shush. You're not getting my password Apple TV now.
There's a Marvel pet movie coming out next year.
Oh,
you see that?
Oh, God. Really?
A Marvel what?
Pets.
Pets.
Dogs and stuff.
They've got so much Marvel stuff. I mean,
you can't touch it. Paw Patrol. There's Paw Patrol and everything else is secondary.
Loki's been off for weeks. For months.
Garrett.
Yeah, but then they had that other one. What If or something?
That was a cartoon.
I can't even keep up. Do we want to play the feud?
Yeah, but we got to figure out. Okay, so Garrett's in here now. So Garrett has
I'll be a judge. I think you guys need a judge in here.
Okay.
All right.
No, it's either we get it right or not.
Wait a minute. Gandhi and I need a third girl then.
Yeah, where's Diamond?
Diamond, get in here.
Diamond!
She's eating her breakfast.
I can play for the girls. I don't care.
Diamond's
we'll take Scotty.
Diamond's been eating, so you know she's going to start cutting loose in here.
Step on the big toe. Is that what she calls it?
Oh, she's got it. The one next to Garrett.
Yeah.
By the way, artist of our morning show, Haley Steinfeld, is on Hawkeye.
Oh, she is? I love her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I like how you're still trying to make that a thing that we should care about.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's right. name you all love to hate. Here we go. All right. So we had a tie on the show. So we got to go to
your hair.
I know. I know. I know. It's bad. So we had a tie. So we've got to go to a third round. It's the rubber game, right? The rubber match.
The rubber match.
The rubber match. Nobody knows what that means.
What does that mean?
It's the best of three.
It's when you and Alex have the same condom on.
When it's tied, when you're tied 1-1, the third is the rubber game.
Okay, moving on. Here we go.
It's a thing.
Love Scary for trying to power through that. Good job.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here we go. So, ladies, I think it's your turn. Oh, Diamond. Diamond.
I feel a burp coming on.
Let her out.
Better that end than the other.
So, studio audience's poll, top six answers on the board. Here we go. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Wait, say it again because he's whispering in my ear. Don't mess up.
Oh, my God.
Say it again.
Where first?
Me.
Girls. Diamond's going.
Okay. Diamond's going.
Okay. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Ha-ha. Wine.
Yeah,
your confidence is correct. You got the number one response.
We're going to play.
Okay, so top six answers on the board. We're back to you, Danielle. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Nate's victim. Dead bodies.
A dead body. That's a good answer. I'm going to go with dead body.
Dead body? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, you're right. The number three most popular. It's a popular place to put something.
I mean, that's obvious, Brody.
Popular place.
That's okay.
Anybody would have said dead body.
I thought dead body.
I don't think of any of these other responses. I just think of dead body.
Great.
So here we go.
This is
Gandhi.
Tough. Yeah.
Gandhi. So name something a person might keep in a cellar. Still four responses left.
Already did it.
A cellar. Is that like kind of the same as a basement? A little.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So like. Christmas decorations?
Good
decorations of sort?
Good. Not a lot of confidence there, but let's see. Let's see if it's on there.
No idea.
No, that's sorry.
That's an attic thing,
I think.
It's the same thing, an attic. No?
I've never kept anything in an attic ever. Everything always goes in the basement. The attic is for ghosts.
Down, attics are up.
Well, okay. Some people don't have one or the other, so they got to use it for the thing.
Let's just keep playing the game, shall we?
Scary. Okay. Sit down over there.
Let's just call Diamond Butter because she's on a roll.
Hey.
She's a machine.
Come on, Diamond.
She's a machine. Diamond, name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Okay, hold on because I didn't think it was
coming back
to me already.
That's how it works.
Okay, let's go with. God.
You're going to get a buzz here.
Don't
give her a buzz.
Garrett is bothering me.
Garrett,
get away from our teammate.
Wait, it's too much noise. Hold on. What is something that someone might keep in
buzz
the cellar?
Buzz her. Sorry, you ran out of time. We gave you like
it's a 15-minute morning
you got three
show.
3 seconds.
Garrett is menacing. He's menacing
and
our players.
Scotty.
You're menacing.
All right.
Get out of our screen.
Let's keep this show on the road. So back to you, Danielle. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
I mean, I would say emergency stuff. Like how Scotty has all his emergency food and stuff that. Right? What do you think, guys?
Food?
I'm going to go
with
for
that.
It. I have
emergency
no idea.
Emergency supplies.
Emergency supplies.
Something
great.
Like that.
Okay. That's kind of a gray area, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah! Danielle!
Well, it would have been... food and canned goods.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Which I would throw
thing.
Under emergency. Oh, Danielle.
Good job, Danielle.
Keep us alive,
Danielle,
baby. Let's go.
Today.
Why are you so... Brody is so pissed off that you guys are doing well.
Why?
Look at his arms crossed.
Nate wouldn't give me hold your nose when we were on the air. Now he's giving them whatever.
Go to hell.
I'm there
but
now.
But that's what it is. It's canned goods. They're like emergency supplies.
All right.
You
got Gandhi.
You were right. I agree.
How many buzzes do they have?
I got two buzzes.
This is our last one.
Okay, here's your last chance. Okay, name
on,
something
Gandhi.
A person might keep in a cellar. Gandhi,
ready
the bottom
the third,
three
buzz.
Answers are still on the board.
Would we say, workout equipment?
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, workout equipment. We're going with that.
Good answer, Gandhi.
All right. Apparently, nobody in our studio audience works out because it is not a response.
So now we get to steal.
What the hell?
Okay, guys,
sorry.
There are three answers left.
You know what Nate has in his cellar? A deep freeze.
I bet he does.
I use it all the time.
That's a good answer. What about bicycles?
That's a good answer. A freezer.
Bicycles?
Cellar, you gotta bring
when was the last time you were on a bicycle?
That's a garage. Yeah, but we
wait, a freezer, Elvis. I like where you're going with that. I don't have a secondary refrigerator.
A freezer in the basement?
For the dead body?
Well, the term cellar's throwing me off because the cellar's not the same as a basement. The cellar is like when you open up the big metal doors.
It's interchangeable. Okay, okay. It's interchangeable.
So you might have a washer and dryer down there. You might have old clothes you store down there. Those sometimes go in the attic. But I would say a washer and dryer or tools.
A rec room. Okay.
Yes, rec room. Good answer.
You have a rec room in the basement.
And you guys don't like bicycles.
I need an answer.
No, not in the basement.
Okay, let's go with...
washer and dryer?
Washer and dryer, right?
Washer and dryer.
I'm not feeling good about any of these.
Yeah. Elvis, your instincts are correct. Sorry, washer and dryer.
That's a great answer.
Ladies win by default. So you want to know the...
Yeah.
Three answers.
So tools... Tools.
Brody said
it.
You guys found it.
A furnace.
Oh, yeah.
You stole a furnace?
According to the...
Furnace? It's stupid.
Only two people said it. They're morons. What do you want?
That is dumb.
And then finally, a gun.
Okay. In the cellar. That is a dumbass. That's stupid.
Questions for the studio audience.
Washer dryer was a good answer.
This poll came from England. Because I don't think
we're done.
Wow.
So we won, though.
You did.
Fair and square.
We did. Yeah. Overall, the ladies won. Thanks to
ladies,
Diamond.
Ladies. Good job, Diamond. Good job, Danielle.
We're done.
Woo-hoo, ladies.
We're
bye.
Done. Goodbye.
Oh,
okay, we're done? Okay, bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.